Nolte, Four Authors Demand Literary Agency Blacklist J.K. Rowling. By John Nolte on June 23, 2020. Four authors resigned from the literary agency that represents J.K. Rowling in the hopes of convincing the agency to blacklist Rowling. Fox Fisher, Drew Davis and Ugla Stefania Christiania-Dodier-Jones-Dodier said they could no longer work with the Blair Partnership, the London-based agency that represents all aspects of the Harry Potter author's work, because they were not convinced the company supports our rights at all avenues, reports the left-wing Guardian, while a fourth author also reportedly departed but wanted to remain unnamed. In between a lot of blah, blah, reaffirm your commitment to transgender rights and equality. Blah, blah, these four fascists are essentially telling a literary agency to either drop or publicly scold Rowling, which would force her to resign, and this is all because Rowling refuses to buy into this anti-science trans nonsense that demands we all be gaslighted into believing a man can magically transform into a woman simply by saying he's a woman followed by a chorus of I feel pretty. Here's my favorite part of the blacklister's statement. Freedom of speech can only be upheld if the structural inequalities that hinder equal opportunities for underrepresented groups are challenged and changed. Which means they do not believe in freedom of speech. For now, at least, the Blair Partnership is holding firm. In its response, the Blair Partnership said it took pride in the diversity of views represented by their authors, but it could not compromise on the fundamental freedom of allowing authors the right to express their thoughts and beliefs. A spokeswoman said it would always champion diverse voices and believe in freedom of speech for all, but it was not willing to have staff re-educated to meet the demands of a small group of clients. This is just the latest assault on Rowling. Last week, the woke Taliban, who work at the publishing house handling Rowling's upcoming children's book, The Ichabod, threatened a strike unless the book was blacklisted and cancelled. These fascists were obviously emboldened when their walkout succeeded in forcing this same publishing house to blacklist Woody Allen's memoir earlier this year. For now, at least, the publisher is also holding firm with Rowling. Here in Hollywood, USA, the trade papers, specifically the far-left Variety and Deadline, are threatening to blacklist Rowling with ominous stories about how her latest film franchise, Fantastic Beasts, is in serious trouble and how HBO Max has not blacklisted her Harry Potter film franchise from its streaming service, yet. Everyone in the establishment media are working overtime to either cancel or terrorize Rowling into repudiating her beliefs. Headline after headline smears her as anti-trans, even though her beliefs are science-based, factually accurate, and expressed in a thoughtful and compassionate manner. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.